This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Back Row and Chill with Johanna James on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome to Back Row and Chill. It is the middle of a thunderstorm here in London. I think the sun's come out, which is confusing because 5 minutes ago it was literally monsoon. I don't know what the weather's doing now, but nonetheless, we are continuing on with the show and we've got such an exciting show for you today. It is Team Vagina. We've got a lot of female comedians coming into the studio. I have got internet sensation Tova Lee, the mum with a mouth, I'm going to call her. And we've got a young up-and-coming comedian Leanne Elms also in the studio to talk about. She's going to be doing a live rap, ladies and gentlemen, so stay tuned for that. We've also got entertainment news and reviews and lots of cool music. This week I have been looking into 90s soundtracks, there we are, just so we can have a little bit of reminiscing, because I think personally the 90s was the best film era for me. So we're gonna kick off with a little bit of Air. This is Sexy Boy, and I'll see if you can guess which favorite teen movie it was from. It rhymes with 10 schmings I schmade about schmoo. Okay, here we go. It's Back Row and Chill.
Oh,
And there we go. That was from 10 Things I Hate About You, Air, Sexy Boy. Little 90s track to kick off the show. Right, we've got our first guest. Well, guest, co-host, whatever. You're in for the ride. We've got Tova Lee in the studio, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, that's not the right thing. Here we go. We go big here. Go big or go home, basically.
Amazing.
That's my thing.
I love it.
Right. So, Tova.
I like the introduction. The mom with the mouth.
Mom with the mouth.
Mom with the mouth.
Yeah. Because I knew you before I knew you, basically, because I'd seen your videos whizzing around the internet on Facebook.
So you were one of the three. No, I'm
kidding. I was one of the three people. Me, your mom, and your husband. But it was really great because you do really refreshing, I'm not going to say rant videos because they're not like angry, but they're just like, do you know what I mean? You have a mouth, you have a voice, and you're not afraid to use it. And you say the stuff that most people think in their head, which is, I think, why you resonate with so many
girls. Oh my God, I come across as not angry, so I guess I'm a really good actress. I'm furious. I'm so furious. I've actually discovered that if you smile, you can basically say anything and people kind of go, oh, she's cute, as long as you smile.
Yeah.
But no, I started like a couple of years ago and it was literally at the point where I just couldn't, like, you know, I was like, I can't take this anymore. Like, somebody has to just say, oh my God, being a mom sucks sometimes, you know? So yeah, I'm a mom, by the way.
You're a mom of?
Yeah, of three.
Three
girls, yeah. I've been a mom now for 7 years. Yeah, and I love my kids. You have to say that, okay? We have to start
disclosure.
By saying, we have to, exactly. I love my kids. I love them, love them, love them. But they are pains in the ass. Am I allowed to say ass?
You are. It's FUBA. Okay. You can swear.
Yes. Okay, great. So yeah, so that's kind of how it started. I basically wrote an article saying, I love my kids, but sometimes I wish they would fuck off.
Okay.
And I literally didn't mean, you know, to anything to happen with
it. Oh, it started on a blog.
Yeah, and then I suddenly got, like, you know, loads of people just sending in messages saying, oh my God, thank you for saying that, because I literally feel that way. And it kind of like went from there. So I started doing videos and
that's your full-time job.
And now it's my full-time job. Yeah, basically complaining about my kids.
I mean, that's great.
I've expanded since then. By the way, I complain about my husband now, the dogs,
the weather, everything.
Everything.
Just a professional complainer.
With a smile.
Which means that it's not a negative thing.
Exactly.
It's great. It's like constructive criticism on the universe.
Exactly.
But it's good. And I remember as well, so a couple of other like friends that I know, they'd seen your videos and they're like, oh, you know that Tova lady, I love her. Oh my gosh. So I think that, yeah, you're getting like a really positive response. And guys as well, not just women following you. Guys, there are dads out there.
Yeah, there are dads that follow the page. At the beginning, it was a bit weird. I was like, okay. But actually, since then, I have started talking about other things. A lot of them do include vaginas and, you know, women stuff. But I don't know. The guys are there, I guess, because they're interested. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff, parenting stuff, obviously appeals to the dads as well. And, you know, there's a lot of young people as well now recently. Yeah. Young followers, not just parents, because I talk a lot about body shaming and, you know.
Yes. And one thing that you do really well on your Instagram, which is and I love this, is that you take the piss out of parody a lot of like the celebs kind of photoshopped glamorous images, and then you do like a real version of it, which is just amazing.
Yeah, and I think like we all do that. Like I put filters on my stuff as well.
Oh,
obviously,
yeah.
We all do. Like
I try. I try and keep it real. Yeah. So I will use. I put my hand up. I'll use filters.
Yeah,
and then every so often I will try and do like no makeup vlogging on my Instagram and stuff and try and be like, yep, no filter, no makeup, and
I do the same. Like I obviously use filters sometimes, but I started doing all these parody videos, especially not so much celebrities but the sport ones. So like this is, everybody's into fitness today, and by the way, it's funny because sometimes people say to me, what, you want to like be, you know, you want to be fat, you don't want to like work out? And it's not about that. I love working out, but I only do stuff that I really enjoy. So like anyway, we do these sport videos, these people that are into like extreme sport, and they're amazing, by the way. Like they're really, really fit. And me and my husband just kind of like do it in the garden, and neither of us are extremely fit, so
not professional athletes.
Not professional. Yes, don't try this at home, if you know what I mean.
What did your husband think when you were first like Did you discuss it with him, or did it kind of happen and he got on board with it later? Does he understand?
First of all, my husband is so British. Okay. Like, you've met him,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So you know, right? He's in his 50s, right? And he is so British. But he just goes along with anything. Yeah. I have no idea why he does it. Like, till this day, I just don't understand. And sometimes I'll ask him to do stuff and he'll go, okay. And I'll go, but you're really, I don't know, like, aren't you, like, conservative? Like, aren't you, like,
you're like
British?
An adult. You're an adult.
And he's like, yeah, but I understand that it's comedy. He's great. He just goes along with it. So he's been great. When I started, I don't think he knew that any of this was going to happen and that it would become, like, a job and stuff. But he's up for it, so that's good.
And one thing, I have a couple of conversations with people when I talk about, like, oh, I work on the internet, and I kind of put a degree, a lot of my life, private and non-private, on there, and people are like, oh, but like, how do you feel about putting kids on the internet and stuff? And so, did you make a conscious decision to be like, yeah, because your kids feature a lot in your stories because they're so funny and they're part of the comedy?
It's weird, you know. At the beginning, it bothered me more because it was such a new thing and I didn't know where it was going to go. Till this day, I don't really use their real names anywhere. Ah. So, like, their names have never been revealed, like, not their real names.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah. And they don't, you know, they feature in videos, but not as often as they could have, you know. And actually, my eldest is into it now. Like, she likes doing it. So, like, you know, I'll let her do it. She's the 7-year-old. My twins are completely not interested. So, you know, we don't force them or anything like that. But, yeah.
you must
know.
Perform.
Yeah. But then when you think about it, everybody has, like, when you look at other people's Instagrams, whatever, a lot of people have their kids. I don't know. I feel like we can't, you have to protect them, but then you can't also, like, put them in a bubble. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There has to be, you know, some sort of balance. Yeah.
I'm kind of the same. Like, yeah, you can, I don't personally see. Like, if you put your kids off the internet.
Yeah, tell me.
Yeah, I think where I sit, and everyone has to go with what they feel. I mean, it might be different. I might have a kid and be like, nobody look at them ever. She's precious. But I feel like, yes, there are some dark people and weirdos on the internet, but that kind of comes with, and it is always through that filter. Like, they're not physically going to be near you.
It's funny because you don't even think about what they understand. So obviously I explained to my kids that this is my job, and it's important for me, like, to tell them that this is work rather than, because, you know, we're all addicted to our phones and social media, and they often see me with my phone, and it bugs me, you know, as an addict to social media. You know, but then again, I sort of make a point to sometimes say I'm actually doing some work, whatever. They did a live with me once. My eldest did a live with me, and I had to explain before that the people that I'm talking to right now are strangers. I don't know them. You don't know them. We don't know them, you know. So then a couple of weeks later, I had a Skype call with somebody that I actually know, but they live overseas. And she kind of went, but mommy, that it's a stranger. Like, you can't say my name.
Strangers in the computer.
And, and now I have to explain the difference between a Skype call and a Facebook live. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And where, like, because you've been doing this now for a couple of years now, where do you like want to go with this? If you're driving this, like, would you like to have a talk show? Would you like a, because you're an actress, would you like a sketch show? Which way would you want to?
Yeah,
in the wildest dreams.
I mean, to be honest, all of this is like makes me laugh because I did not see this coming. Yeah. I did not plan this. I know your background's acting as well. I was an actress, and I left that world thinking that was it after I became a mom.
Yeah.
And this just is so random to me right now. But I am writing a book. And again, I was a bit like, oh, why would I write a book? Who would read it?
You know? 100%. Think of all the young moms.
Yeah.
And the new moms. I don't have to be young. But like, there's a lot of new old moms. But
yeah.
Technically. But that would be a great thing to read.
Yeah, so I
like a real you know, because you get those pregnancy books, what to expect when you're expecting. I'd prefer to read one that you write.
Aww.
Do you know what I mean? You're gonna be real. Like, really? I found out the other day about like the perineum tears thing. Like, and nobody tells you this shit.
Nobody tells you that
you have to massage the little piece between your ass and your vagina, otherwise it can tear.
You really need to massage it.
You need to massage that shit, or that's gonna just break on you. And like, this is not in the movies. I mean, even in the movies, you have the baby, and everyone's like, "Ah!" They don't do the afterbirth.
No,
there's all these yes. things. It's like a kind of. I think being a girl, there's like a backstreet.
They've improved in movies. Like before, it was, you know, lying down, going push, now push, and like three pushes, the baby's out, and then everybody's smiling, and she's sort of still somehow looking semi-normal.
No,
but they've improved since then. But you're right, the after baby, that's what they don't show you.
They don't show
the walking around the house like with the breast pumps, just going. They don't the sound effect, because that's what you need. You know, oh my god, crying. Oh,
yeah. I wish that there was more realistic portrayal, because I hear like rumors on, you know, in the schoolyard or wherever, and it's just like you're in a bar with some friends, and someone's like, "Have you heard about this? This that can actually happen," and you're like. Why does nobody mention this in the handbook of being a woman?
You know, but some people like tell me sometimes, because I do videos and I tell everything. Like, I'll say everything. Yeah. And then people will say to me, you know, "Tova, I feel like you're really scaring young moms. Like, you're scaring women. They won't want to have babies." You know, there's enough people in the world. So
there is. Yeah, we're overpopulated.
Is that really so bad?
You're actually helping the population control, actually.
Exactly.
So that's great. Right, we're going to pop back to some more songs from the 90s. 90s movies here, so I'm gonna go for this is from Smash Mouth. Let's see if you can remember this little baby.
With the tears, because the baby's life has been revoked. The bond is broke, got so choked up and focused on the close up. Mr. Wizard can't reform. No god like Hocus Pocus. So don't sit back, kick back, and watch the world get bushwhacked. News that's in your neighborhood is under attack. Put away the crack before the crack put you away. You need to be there when your baby's old enough to relay.
Presents Harriet Rose.
Tyler Hilton is here.
Oh my God, thank you for having me.
Before we started, you told me about your new obsession with Naked Attraction.
Oh my God. Naked Attraction is such a great show, but I feel like this show could, like, change the world. And it's obviously not about the naked stuff. You could watch porn or anything. It's way cooler. I gotta see, like, so many gray pubes on that show. Like, I don't see old people's naked parts. I want to bring it to the States. It would never happen, but it's so great.
Would it not?
I don't think it's too prude. Come on, USA. Get those dicks out.
Every Thursday, Harriet Rose.
From 4 p.m., FUBAR Radio.
Whoa, you are listening to FUBAR Radio. It's Back Row and Chill, Friday afternoon. You're filming me. Tova's filming me, put me off. we're joined by our third and final member of the Charlie's Angels gang today. Leanne Elms.
Hello.
Is in the house.
Hi, how's it going?
Hi, babes. Welcome to the show.
Oh, it's all very exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, live radio, Friday, kicking off. So, Leanne, let's just intro you a little bit, because cool. You are a comedian.
I am, yeah. Try. Trying, always trying.
That's the point. And where did you start? And where can people find you?
Oh, I started when I popped out the womb. I was always quite a funny child.
I bet you did. I bet you popped out a joke.
Thank you.
But
yeah,
a bump.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Very special child, apparently. Very special. So I just went to drama school.
Love that.
Went to drama school, did an intense 3 years, well excited, did what I loved every day, came out. Nothing there.
Nothing happened.
Like, Jesus, what am I going to do in my life? did a few bits and bobs, opened a theatre school, became a producer for the Wall of Comedy. Big up the Wall of Comedy, brap, brap.
Yep, Wall of Comedy game.
Full of them. Joanne Way, Purcell Ascot. And then started doing stand-up comedy. And a bit of social media influencing, making some funny sketches and just making a twat out of myself. Can I say that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the same question.
It's FUBAR Radio.
It's FUBAR. FUBAR.
It stands for Fucked Up Beyond All
Recognition. Making a twat out of myself.
Great. Well, that's what we're all professional twats.
Absolutely.
Basically.
A bunch of twats in here.
Which is great. And so what made you go, I'm going to get up on stage and say jokes?
So it was when I was working with the Wall of Comedy, actually. They brought out this Wall of Comedy stand-up live. And I was actually producing for them. And Javan, one of my managers at the time, said to me, Leanne, you should get up and do this. And I was like, all right then. So I did. I put a sketch together, I put a little bit together, and it went really well. And I got a standing ovation.
Yes, queen!
Oh, I couldn't believe it. It was crazy. And then I went and did another one the second week with Axel Blake at his crazy club Tropicana. And I got booed off. So it can go one way or the other is what I'm trying to say here.
Oh, gosh. But what's great is that after that booing session, you've just continued to...
I've just continued, yeah. I was like, shove it up your pumpalumpas. I'm getting back up.
Shove it up that pumpalumpa.
Shove it up your...
We invented a word called pumpalumpa, and it's please can you put that on your show?
Yeah,
on your
I like
show?
It. It's good.
So it's another word for vagina. It's your pumpalumpa.
Vagina.
Your pumpalumpa. Actually, while we're talking about vaginas, because there's a lot of vaginas here, what was like your pet word for it, or like when you were a kid, like did you call it vagina?
Vagina.
But did you call it anything else? Because I didn't call it a vagina.
Mine was a flower. Or a ripe petal.
Your ripe petal.
My ripe petal.
What did you call yours?
No, but I spoke Hebrew.
Oh, that was a little girl. What's vagina in Hebrew?
Pot.
Pot.
Like a pot.
Like a plant, like a flower plot. A flower pot.
A flower petal and a pot.
No! Okay. Oh my God. My flower petal is in your pot. No.
My girls, though, my girls have a tendency to call it a noonie.
A noonie?
A noonie.
Yeah,
I don't even know why they say that. Like, I use the word vagina. I say vagina, but they seem to refer it as noonie.
My mum asked me what I want to call it.
Oh.
Well, really? Yeah, when
what
I was little, she went,
name your vagina.
Yeah, she was like, well, what do you want to call it? And I remember she said, I looked at the back and I went, front bottom?
Front bottom.
Oh,
front peach, front peach.
Because I was like, it just looks like the back of the front. Made sense.
So, Grace, what a weird convo. I wonder what the listeners, the viewers of FUBAR are thinking.
I mean, guys at home, if you have any weird names for your vagina and or penis, please
weird
do
names for your vagina.
Tweet us. at Fubar Radio, or you can tweet or you can email into the show, chill@fubarradio.com. Oh, we'd love to know what you call your bits and bobs. That would be a great thing.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
For
sure. Right, so comedy. Right, just to do a little bit of entertainment news with you guys, with you ladies. So this is what basically what's going on in the world right now, the entertainment industry, because we are part of that industry.
Yep.
The Oscars.
Oh.
Right. The Oscars have introduced a whole new category, which is causing a massive storm. It's called New Best Film, or like Popular Film or something. I'll have to get the official title. Which apparently they think that they're bringing in to stop Black Panther from winning, like, the other Oscar categories.
But I don't understand. Isn't there already a best movie?
Like, no, there's best movie.
Yeah.
And then they're bringing in a new category, which is, like, best popular film. So it's basically... So years ago, with the Oscars, films like Jaws or classics used to be able to be Oscar nominated, and then now there tends to be a trend where the Oscars and the Academy, it's all about indie movies, and it's a place for indie movies to be, like, you know, celebrated.
So what's the problem with Black Panther? Why are they putting a stop to them winning more than what they should be? Because that is obviously a solid film.
It's a solid film, but what they're saying is it's not very highbrow. It's a Marvel movie. So even though it was, you know, there's like a big... So it's all caused a bit of a...
Yeah, because I don't know if I agree with that, because they haven't put a stop to other Marvel movies doubling up on Oscars, tripling up on Oscars. So I don't know if I agree with that, Mr. Oscar.
It's a bit of a... So they're saying, like, it's a way to, like, get the Black Panther or any other kind of, like, blockbustery type
Marvel
franchise.
Right, okay.
Well, can be in the Oscar, but you'll be in that... Essentially, you'll be in the new... shit category, not the official.
Wait, but when are they going to introduce that category? Because that's the key
for this year.
No. But I mean, like, when is it? Is like the first prize? Like, is it before the sound effects? After the costumes? Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean?
It'll probably be in some weird place, like, you know.
Because that's the most important thing.
Yeah,
like when in the running order. You know what I mean? Because you know, like, the shit prizes are at the beginning, and then it gets better and better.
That's it. That's a good question.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
Solid. Can any of us answer that?
No.
I've got a clue.
The best bit about the Oscars for me was when they got it wrong. That was just hilarious.
Oh my God.
When was that? Not last Oscars, the Oscars before.
Oh, yes.
They were like,
yes,
the winner's La La Land. And then they're like, oh,
no, it's not. Oh my God, that was a massive foof, weren't it?
Everyone running around like headless chickens. I love that. I love
it. That was a sod up, weren't it?
When stuff goes wrong. I think that's what life
is.
That's what life's all about. Oh, stuff going wrong.
How awkward though for La La Land. How awkward, because they all started actually getting up, didn't they?
Yeah.
They all started, woo, we've won. No, you haven't. Sit back down.
Sit back down, bitch. Sorry, Ryan. He got totally snubbed actually. But I mean, yeah, it's always hoo-ha around Oscars, but like, actually, what is it?
Really? I wouldn't mind going. I mean, so
I mean, I wouldn't say no.
Anyone's out there that can get me a ticket. I've got a really nice dress.
+3. But I mean, the whole thing is just a bit of a circus. Like, the pressure, nobody eats for like three months before you go.
Yeah. And apparently, they all stuff their faces at the after party.
Oh yeah, they must.
Do you believe that?
Because they're like I haven't eaten in 7 days.
I'd be awful because I'm such a massive eater.
I would be. I'd be eating that, like, stress eating. I'd be eating right there. The chips is in the audience. Like the popcorn.
It's so bad, isn't it?
Yeah, I know.
They must give you popcorn to go over.
Surely.
To go. They must. I mean, it's a massive thing, isn't it?
Popcorn. It's invisible popcorn. Calorie free.
Transparent.
Right. Another thing. Point two. Entertainment news is Germany is lifting its controversial, I mean, it's not controversial at all. I agree with it. It's lifting the ban on Nazi imagery in computer games.
Ooh.
So, I don't know, someone's decided, it's been long enough now, we can put Nazis back in computer games. And I'm like,
we can put Nazis. That's going to cause all sorts of uproar, personally. I mean,
oh my God.
I don't even know if we're allowed to say, you know, the big H. We're allowed to say the big H.
The big
Hitler.
The big Hitler. The Schmittler.
I don't think that's going to go down with some German residents who may still have big feelings towards Mr. H.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't think I mean, it's been fine without them so far.
It has been fine without them.
And why put them back in?
How is it going to benefit?
Yeah.
How?
Yeah, what's the point of it?
What's that going to achieve? That is the question, though. What is that going to achieve?
I have no idea.
Give us more information.
Well, I mean, they've it's obviously caused, I mean, a PR storm.
Yeah, of course.
Maybe it's that.
So maybe it's that.
But I mean, you know, do you know what I mean? Like, just let's not. Like, the other day I saw, it was a bit like when people use history for, like, commercial stuff. Like, I saw the Titanic, the musical. And mm-hmm. I was like, ooh, don't know how I feel about it being a musical. it was only 100 years ago. And, like, what are you going to do? Like, well, the numbers in that. It's just like, oh, no, half the boat is gone. He's drowning now.
Yeah. What I want to know is that how are they going to create the ocean on stage?
I mean, no, that's easy, babe. Oh. You know, I've seen that many a time in Amdram. You just get a piece of floaty blue silk and you get two stagehands on either side.
And they
side.
Go...
And they just whip it up and down, and it looks great. And there we go. That's how you do C at on stage.
In that case, I think it's going to go to shit.
I think so.
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine that?
Oh, God. I would go and watch it, though. I won't lie. I would. I loved Titanic. It was one of the first films I watched.
I love the movie. But I just feel like when you turn something into a musical, like 9/11, the musical, doesn't really...
No.
Doesn't really sit down. You know, Boston Bombings, the musical. It doesn't...
I mean, that's just a bit deep, that. Jesus.
Okay, talking about other things deep and juicy, we've got Idris Elba. Is back in the running to play Bond. So he was put up there, and then apparently they were like, no, he's out of the running, because they thought that Bond couldn't be, quote, urban. Said the word urban.
No.
And then now, Barbara Broccoli. What an amazing name. Just say that a few times. Barbara Broccoli.
Barbara Broccoli.
Like food.
Broccoli. Oh, I love food.
Barbara Broccoli. She's the producer.
It's like tempura.
And she's now said that Idris Elba is like being considered as they feel it's time for a non-white Bond. So they've done a complete 180 since the massive commercial success. That's a Black Panther.
Absolutely.
Woohoo. So let us know if you think. I'm like all down for Idris.
I'm so down for Idris.
He would be a brilliant Bond. Him or Tom Hardy would be my two favourite Bonds.
Absolutely. And if he doesn't get that role, you know, he can be my Bond.
Of course.
Oh, God, I love him.
I think they should start like bringing the age down as well with Bonds. So it was like quite uncomfortable. I felt like in the last few movies.
The love interest is slightly uncomfortable. Kind of, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
The Bonds are getting older and
the
women are getting younger.
They're getting younger and you kind of like go,
such a little bit cringe,
Some daddy issues here. We're not addressing.
Cougars are meant to be the other way around.
Yeah.
Cougars.
Can you imagine like a 17-year-old Bond and like a 50-year-old woman? That'd be great.
That would be really odd, Miss Moneypenny.
No, not 17.
Mrs. Moneypenny now. But cool. So Friends has topped the list of the most streamed shows in the UK.
Oh,
so it's still the favourite, like 25 years on or whatever.
Wow.
Which, I mean, it is like probably the, when I'm like, oh, what do I want to put on? When I don't have to think about it, when I just want something in the background or if I just want to just... chill and put Friends on.
Absolutely.
I don't
think it ever tires, does it?
No. I can watch it round and round and round and round again.
It never, ever, ever tires. I think the writing in that is absolutely super duper.
Yeah.
Can I be controversial?
You don't go for it.
I don't like it. No, I don't. Like, okay, I watched it and there's some great moments, you know, like a few classics, but... No. Oh, so.
So what's your top?
Yeah, no, I'm like a Seinfeld Curb kind of type. No, Friends was just like naff.
It was.
No,
I remember watching it when I was a kid, and I could. And it was weird because some episodes are PG and some of them are 15s. Yeah. So I remember watching it as a kid, and sometimes I was allowed to watch, and sometimes it was a bit like, "Oh, cover her ears." Yeah. It was great.
Oh, I just don't know how I feel. I mean, Friends. I've grown up with Friends. Like I even watch it now. Like yesterday, I was just sitting eating my dinner, and there's nothing was on at all. But you can always go to Friends because it's just always there.
Yeah.
Season 10, season 11, back to back, boom, boom. It's just like a Friends night every night. It's great.
I think there are only 10 seasons, so I don't know what season you're watching.
I did watch it. I can't remember
I watched it in my mind.
I watched it in my mind.
But, I mean, actually, and I got a lot of inspiration for comedy scenarios from that, because they're just so good at bringing up like funny, relatable moments. They just got these six characters that they keep rotating into these hilarious situations. And I'm not going to say nicked. I'm going to say I was creatively inspired to do
borrowed.
Yeah, I borrowed some stuff from there because I thought, oh, that's just a brilliant situation. Like when Ross gets stuck in his trousers, on a date.
Just hilarious.
The leather pants.
The leather pants.
And the talcum powder.
Yeah. And it just getting you. It's made of paste. Yeah.
That's happened to me in real
life. But I think any time they did the physical comedy was the best moments. You know, like with the couch, the pivot. And the turkey on the head. And all those were the best moments. Yeah. You know, the physical comedy.
How did you get into that situation?
Okay, so I got these pair of pleather trousers.
Yeah.
But, you know, in the heat, sometimes it's nice to wear them on a nice, cool summer's day. But when that that sun comes out a little bit stronger when you're least expecting it, and you just sort of pull them down to go for a quick wee, and then you can't get them back up. Luckily, I always carry talcum powder.
Just luckily I've got a bag of it in my bag.
I always carry talcum powder, you know, just for a casual chafe. So I think, you know, to just give that talcum powder a little squirt down those pleathers.
And that's it.
And up they come, you know. Oh. As I was walking, it was like dripping sort of a cocaine type substance out the bottom of my leg as I was walking. It was like Hansel and Gretel, you know, finally Anne, there she is, follow the cocaine.
But imagine if you forgot that you'd like talked earlier, and then, you know, some gentleman removes your pants and he gets poofed in the face by a cloud of talc.
Well, I mean, it's actually got quite a nice scent to it.
Yeah,
it
does.
You're like almost a fairy.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
Fairy dust.
There you go. Fairy
fanny
dust out of your vagina.
Fanny dust. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I feel like if I put that down there, it might sneeze.
Oh, Jesus. You need to do some more pelvic floor space.
I really do. Like, we went trampolining this year, a bunch of mates, and it's the first time I've been properly trampolining in about, 7-8 years. And all of the ladies went, whoa, there is some serious bladder. I nearly peed myself a few times. And I was like, whoa.
Do you know what? That happens a lot. I'm actually quite concerned about my pelvic floors at the moment. I mean, and it's uncomfortable. I've been doing them. I'm actually doing them now, sitting here. Yeah. I'm actually doing them. I'm really sort of pulling up, you know. But what sort of... the other day I laughed quite hard. I mean, and just a little bit of wee came out.
Yeah.
It can happen.
I cross my legs when I laugh now. Like, it's a mess. When you're a mom, that's how you know if a woman's a mom or not. When she laughs, we cross our legs. Really, it's for real.
But like, I mean, I'd heard of this stuff. And like, when you get older, you know, bladder's weaker, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And I thought, you just feel like, no, you're always going to have the body. Like, I used to do gymnastics, so I was used to my body being able to do things. And now I can't do them.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I can do the split. No, I can't.
Less bendy.
It's all getting stiff. I woke up this morning with like a frozen shoulder. I didn't know what I did.
I'm so glad you said that. That happens to me on a regular. No, it does. Like, I was in the shower the other day and I was just there and I was like, oh god, that was really quite painful. Just tilting my neck, trying to do the old pat the dog.
Yeah.
Pat the dog. Oh, the pain in all of my muscles. I think it might be partly to do with not sort of intaking any exercise whatsoever. Which is always sort of...
I get my kids complaining about stuff like that, like old ladies, and they're 7 and 5. Like, how is this possible? You're new. Your body is new.
My dad said to me the other day, don't come on. We're going to go swimming. I was like, honestly, I couldn't think of anything. Adult, you need to go. You need to go. Do it for yourself, all right? Don't do it for anyone else, for you. I was like, but if I come, I'm actually going to be doing it for you because I don't want to go.
I don't want to move, Dad.
I just want to eat a chocolate brownie.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean?
Maybe that's how you go swimming. Just get somebody, put it on a float.
Right behind of you.
And you can just chase it up and down.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. Great. It's motivation. You've got to be motivated, see?
Oh, my God.
There's a motivation. I'm not motivated to exercise, really, unless I know I'm going to be naked at some point soon with guests, and and then I'm
is
like,
that why the heating's on, by the way.
Oh, it's very hot in here.
isn't it?
She's trying to get us naked.
Oh my God. It's so hot. I'm perspiring from every
You're
crevice.
You're sitting right underneath it.
No, I turned the aircon off and I think I broke it, put it back on, and now it's putting out heat. Oh, I'm very confused. It's thunderstorm. Right, we're going to go back to another song, and then, Leanne, lovely. I would love you to do the rap.
I've got a little rap going on.
She's got a little
on.
Rap that she's going to do.
Boom, boom, rap, rap.
Absolutely. So we're going to go back to 90s old school disco right now. So let's all pretend
let's
that
dance.
We're in the disco. We're waiting on the side. The boys are on the other side.
Let's not dance in here, though, because it's already far too hot. It's like
everyone's got their the side ponytails on.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, I'm loving it. Okay, let's reminisce about our trauma.
Looking from a window above, it's like a story of love. Can you hear me? Came back only yesterday. I'm moving farther away. Won't you near me? All I needed was the love you gave. All I needed for another day. And all I ever
James on FUBAR Radio.
Right. We got into a bit of a conversation there, I've got to say off air. Just to, I was just chatting to the girls about, because we're all on the gram, and there is a lady that I want to shout out, I've discovered this week, and she is called The Slum Flower. And this lady has written a book, author of a best-selling book called What a Time to Be Alone, and she's just kind of smashing it with, like, you know, body positivity and all those kind of like cool things that you need to know sometimes. Because sometimes the gram is a very depressing place. You get on there and you're just like, I don't look like that person and that person and that person's on holiday in like, you know, Florida every day. And she just, she posts some like really cool stuff. And she also started a hashtag called Saggy Boobs Matter.
Yes,
which
do.
We were just talking about saggy boobs and balls, and because they do, they matter.
Because women, like, you know, you can have saggy boobs. You know, I've got four legs at the moment, but guys can also have saggy balls. Yes.
They can. Yeah, you can have bits of sag, saggy earlobes.
Oh God,
whatever. Let's start a hashtag. Saggy earlobes matter. Can you imagine? I only found out the other day you can have two types of earlobes.
Really? Oh, I didn't know this.
What are our types?
Yeah. So you can have attached and unattached.
Oh, yes, that's true. Yeah,
got so that. You've got the earlobes that are like unattached to your head, so that you've got a little like, they're not, and then you've got attached ones where the earlobe actually kind of joins your face.
Oh, yes.
Yes, my cousin has those.
And I have a friend that has one of each.
No.
One attached, one not.
Oh, that's obscure.
I mean, that's just vile. You've got to have one or the other.
I mean, make your mind up. Hey!
Oh, my God.
But, yeah, so I'm loving the sunflower. For example, one of the quotes that she put out this week was, remember your purpose transcends desirability. You're here to live a full life. And she's just like, she's an absolute babe. She's an absolute queen.
I mean,
absolute
I love queen. The Let's follow her. I love the top. I follow her, and I love the tops she wears. Because I feel like I could never wear those tops, you know? It's really hard to run with breasts that are sort of, my breasts are saggy.
And
it's
mine.
It really hurts. Yeah. Like, if I run without a bra, I'm like, ow.
Yeah.
But also, you have to be very careful that you don't give yourself two black eyes.
Yeah, you're afraid that's you true. Hit somebody.
I want or, you know, other people.
Oh, Christ, I mean, I don't know how big yours are, but... right out there.
Why big? She's going to be my shout out. Social media shout out of the week is going to be the Slumflower, because she's just brilliant.
Amazing.
Right, one last little piece of news I want to pop out here before we go to your amazing rap.
Oh, God.
Is that Winnie the Pooh, the new film, Christopher Robin, it's been denied release in China. Oh. And here's why. Because there's been a lot of press comparing Winnie the Pooh, like, negatively to the Chinese president, who I think his name is Xi Jinping. And they've decided not to release the film there because it's going to, like, people will take the piss out of the president.
Why? Because he looks like Winnie the Pooh.
He does a bit.
Is he yellow? Is he yellow and walks around naked?
Just a t-shirt on. That's called Winnie the Poohing it, actually. The technical, if when you walk around or just go to bed with just like a t-shirt on. Well, technically, it's a crop top. I wouldn't do that. I would wear just a t-shirt to bed, but...
I'm so lost right now.
I just used to call it topless.
No, topless is when you don't have a top. Winnie the Poohing is when you just wear a t-shirt.
No knickers.
I didn't know that.
Me neither. Yeah. Wow. Why would you do that?
Why would you do that? If you just want to get a bit of wind in the willow.
Yeah.
Just like out of interest.
Just air the flaps.
You're like, I'm up for business, but I haven't shaved. Like, when?
It's called Winnie the Pooing, but not everybody is aware of that terminology, as I found out when I was in bed with a bloke, and I mentioned, I went, oh, I'm Winnie the Pooing. He went, you're what? He literally nearly jumped out of the bed. I think he thought I was like having a poo.
Weeing and pooing.
And I was like, no, I'm
weeing and pooing.
I'm Winnie the Pooing.
I'm weeing and pooing.
I'm not wearing any knickers and just a t-shirt. And
I don't know, maybe have you seen him since?
He looks terrible. No, yeah, he's still around, but like, the relief on his face.
That you weren't weeing and pooing.
Yeah.
Just Winnie the Pooing.
I'm just Winnie the Pooing. I have to pronounce and enunciate everything I say now, but yeah, that was hilarious.
That's good. Do I know this guy?
You do.
Oh, I know which one.
You know. One of which one?
No. Whoa, no, I didn't mean. I know, sorry. No, I know who. Shit.
Oh, crap.
I know who, I mean.
Whom?
Yeah. Whom? I know whom.
Whom of which you speak. Right, okay, Leanne. So, your other online alter ego, I'm going to say, is a girl called Lil T.
Lil T, big up, brat, brat.
And we've done quite a few... hilarious music videos.
Yeah, we've done a few.
Musical parodies.
I'm actually writing my next one now.
Oh, yeah.
I can't give you any insight at the moment because if someone steals that bad boy, there'll be fisticuffs.
Right, okay. So, just to give a little, this track, what's this track called?
This is called The Donut Anthem.
The Donut Anthem, which is quite fitting from what we're talking about today.
Food.
With like food, body confidence.
Flaps.
Yeah, flaps, everything.
Do you know what I mean? Winnie the Pooh.
Wing and Pooing.
What's it called? What's that lyric? But it says
a belly in a front, body in a back.
Yeah, that's the one. Right, so Tova, you're in for a treat here. You're going to get an actual live rendition.
I'm actually quite nervous.
I'm going to film this.
Do it. Okay.
The Donut Anthem. So yeah, this is basically I made this wrap up and had it produced, etc. Because I love food, and when I bought my first wrap out, there was a lot of trolls. It did really well. It hit 1.5 million views. It did really well, but there were most of those comments were really horrible. But I've been told, you know, don't worry about the nasty comments. It's the exposure that matters. All right. So, yeah, one of the comments was, oh my God, like, do you know what I mean? All that money you're getting from making that video, you should totally go and buy a gym membership. And then there were a few more that came in. In the end, I was like, all right, that's it. In my next one, I'm just going to eat donuts.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make one up about being just a little bit porky.
And this is what happened. This is the baby. So, okay, right, little T, take it away.
Oh. Let's go. Big up all my secret eaters and all my midnight feasters. Shout out Greg's and shout out every independent bakery inside the manor. Lil T's back with a brand new track and she's dropping bars. Let's go. Belly in the front, batty in the back. Another KFC and your thighs go whack. Batty in the back, tummy in the front. In between your minge and your belly is the gun. When you get down to the gym, cause you're trying to get all thin, when all you really want is a donut, but you're gonna crack down with some spin. Yeah, Lil T's got the entire selection. Never gonna beat her donut collection. If you wanna beat her, take a little seat. Yeah, never gonna happen cause you know you ain't got shit. Yeah, batty in the front, batty in the back. Another KFC and your thighs go whack. Here we go. Yo, Lil T's got the entire selection. Never gonna beat her donut collection. If you wanna beat her, take a little seat. Yeah, never gonna happen cause you know you ain't got shit. Yeah, belly in the front, batty in the back. Another KFC and your thighs go whack. Batty in the back, tummy in the front. In between the minge and the belly is a gun. Yo, up for the bit of break dancing. On the stage with the mats and ting. Oh, spinny go round like a bling bling bling. Let's go. Oh yeah, not really. Everyone in it is cheering for me. Even my mum and my dad. Look over there, my whole family. Dry hump stepper and a spoonie. Out in the back, it's a juicy. Sorry, mate, you're a bit lonely. Let's go. From the front to the back, your family. The lil-lil-lil-tigre personality. I'm environmental, temperamental, sentimental. Sam-sam-mental. Men. Sam-sam-mental. Some say I'm mini-mini-mental. Belly in the front, batty in the back. Another KFC and your thighs go whack. Batty in the back, tummy in the front. In between your minge and your belly is a gun. Yo, Lil G's got the entire selector. Never gonna catch her, never gonna better her. If you wanna beat her, take a little seat. Yeah, never gonna happen cause you know you ain't got. I said Lil G's got the entire selector. Never gonna catch her, never gonna better her. If you wanna beat her, take a little seat. Yeah, never gonna happen cause you know you ain't got shit. Yeah. That's right. Big up all my secret eaters and all my midnight feasters. This is the donut anthem. Charlie Sloth, hear me now. Fire in the booth. Get me on there. Bruh, pop, pop. Hey, 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 boy.
Amazing!
What a talented chicken!
Oh, they're doing it again!
Oh, they're clapping me!
There was an encore!
I forgot half the lyrics, but don't worry, we continued.
That's all right, that's all about that.
That was brilliant.
Thank you. Isn't it? I think that is my gym song.
That was so good.
There's nothing
so
better.
So good.
Yeah, really hot.
I really want a donut now, though.
I really want a donut. Want me chocolate in the middle.
If you're going to do it properly. Or something.
I would love to organise, like, a flash mob of people, like, gym gear, but eating donuts. We should do that.
That would be so good, wouldn't
it? Oh my God,
everyone,
yes.
Like, going to like, Liverpool Street Station, yeah. Everyone flash mob, and we get, like, donuts, cakes, but we're all wearing, like, 80s lycra.
Let's do it. Belly in the front, batty in the back, get your donuts in the air. Yeah. Put your hands up if you just don't care.
It's brilliant. Oh, I'm in such a Friday mood now. That's amazing, Leanne.
Brilliant.
That was marvellous. Brilliant. Oh, Tova, would you like to do a rap now?
No!
Go on, girl.
Please, no.
Go on, girl. Let's all just spit some bars.
Spit some lyrics.
Nobody wants to hear that.
I challenge you to do the mum rap. You should go away and write it. We should make a video. Maybe a collaboration.
A mum rap. I'm not a mum, but I mean, with this gunt, I could be. Coming.
I don't know how to rap, so you know we're perfect together.
Do it. Or you could just be like the quiet MC that just goes, yeah.
Yep.
Shabba.
Shabba. Exactly. Let's try that. Right. Well, oh my gosh, we're nearly coming into land for the show, but I just wanted to end on a little bit of knowledge.
Oh god.
Because right, I've been stuck this week. I got hooked on the YouTube. I got hooked on a YouTube like kind of undercurrent, you know, when you get sucked in and you're just like, I'm off. Goodbye.
See you later, world.
And it's this YouTube channel called 9 Things You Didn't Know. And it's like going through lots of movies, and it was like 9 things you didn't know about this movie and this movie and this movie, and it just really fascinates me.
Good.
And so I was like, oh, what do I remember from this week's 9 Things You Didn't Know? Back to the Future, I don't know if anyone's fans of that series, one of my fave films ever, was nearly not called Back to the Future.
Oh.
Because the head exec on it was like, oh, that's a shit name. No one's going to go to the cinema to see a film that has the word future in it.
Ooh.
And everyone was like, oh, we kind of like it. But he was like, no, I think it should be called Spaceman from Pluto. And apparently, and I keep getting dead serious. Because,
I would not watch that.
Because in the movie, like, this kid has a comic book, which is like, and it has something like Space Aliens from Pluto. So he was like, it's like a pun on the comic. And everyone was like, right. And then Steven Spielberg stepped in and was like, no. I'm sorry that you're my boss, but no.
But that is why Steven Spielberg is where he is right now.
I know, exactly. But yeah, God, it was nearly called Spaceman from Pluto.
That's awful, isn't
it?
That's
awful. Awful name.
Who wants to see a spaceman from Pluto? Not me.
I don't.
Do you know what I mean?
But Back to the Future, absolutely.
Yes.
So Disney, there's all sorts of things going on with Disney. Like the Lion King, they didn't think Lion King was going to be that big of a hit. They thought Pocahontas was going to be the big one.
Uh-huh.
So they put all of their they got A team and B team animators back in the day. So they put the A team on Pocahontas, and they put B team
on Lion King.
On Lion King.
Oh, really?
And it was all a bit of a mishmash shit show. So they had like one person animating Scar in Florida, one person they did the voice in England. This that it wasn't like very much sort of looked into, and then it became the biggest grossing animation sort of to date, I think. It was huge.
God, it's massive, but also it's a West End show.
I know. Yeah,
so
exactly.
Pocahontas isn't.
Exactly. Pocahontas didn't actually go down too well. Everyone was like, this is just a bit weird. How can you speak English?
Just around the river of Bend.
Oh, Leanne, I'm going to get you back in for a Disney special. We've got
to
do
my
some
God.
Karaoke sing-along.
I'm so excited.
And The Little Mermaid as well. The execs did not want her to be a redhead. They were like, no Ginge.
What?
I know. Wow. And the animators really pushed
discrimination
because apparently obviously the film Splash came out with Daryl Hannah and she was blonde and they were like, we can't have comparisons between the mermaids, so we're going to make her red.
Oh.
And she's like,
I just would not see Ariel
any other colour. She's
that
got the red hair.
I
always wanted the Ariel Barbie doll that you could have and I never got it. Maybe I'll buy myself one.
I'm going to buy you one.
Oh, thanks, babe.
I'll buy you an Ariel.
Oh, my God, we are out of time.
What?
This absolutely flew by.
I'm so gutted.
Such fun when we're talking about saggy balls and things, isn't it?
Saggy balls.
Later, my dear.
I will see you guys next week at 4 o'clock on Back Row and Chill. And we're going to leave with a song. This is a great song. Pete Townsend.
Ooh.
We're going to just leave on a positive note. I hope you guys have a fabulous Friday. Thank you so much, Tova Lee, Leanne Elms. It's been a pleasure.
You're welcome.
Let's kick off the weekend. Here
and
we
don't
go.
Forget to eat your donuts.
Don't forget.
That's my love. Let my